This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 13 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest on today's show is here to preview his Friday night evening at Egan lecture titled "The Gothic Executive: Images of Presidential Violence in American Popular Culture from Andrew Jackson to Donald Trump." In the studio now is Dr. David Noon, UAS Professor of History. David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for fitting me in.
It's nice to have you here. So I think a lot of our listeners know Evening at Egan. It's free, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Egan Library.
Indeed, indeed.
All right. I think you're the second speaker in the series this year.
I think that may be second or third.
Yeah.
I have not paid attention.
Okay.
Embarrassingly enough.
Not a short title.
No.
The Gothic Executive: Images of Presidential Violence in American Popular Culture from Andrew Jackson to Donald Trump. Where did this come from?
It actually started with a project I was working on a number of years ago about representations of Abraham Lincoln in popular literature. I was looking at, in particular, some very weird white supremacist novels at the end of the 19th century that, strangely enough, counterintuitively enough, celebrated Lincoln. From that, I got interested in depictions of Lincoln in a variety of other media and stumbled across, of course, the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, the novel and the film, neither of which are very good, but they are really interesting if you're looking to think about how the image of someone like Abraham Lincoln has been transformed as every generation of Americans has transformed Lincoln's image. So I became interested in this kind of spectacle of a president fighting vampires. And I found in the course of doing the research for that there's a whole lot of similar kinds of violent depictions of American presidents in an array of media and a whole spectrum of different political and historical contexts, going back to the early 19th century.
Got it. And let's take us way back, Professor.
Sure.
1789, right? George Washington.
Sure. One of the things that I talk about in the introduction to this project, which is a book-length thing that's been sprawling out for years, and I'll probably talk about this tomorrow night. If you look at the debates surrounding the office of the executive in the context of the Constitutional Convention and ratification, there was a lot of concern about the character of the chief executive, and in particular, coming out of an experience where British colonists had in large part rejected the notion of a monarch and had rejected the notion of a monarch largely because they associated the king with violence. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, if you look at a lot of the writings about the crimes of the king during the years leading up to the Revolution, they really emphasize not just the threats to abstract liberties. They don't dwell solely on these standard issues that we think of like taxation without representation. They talk a lot about the role that the king played in fostering, say, Indian attacks, the role that the king played in physically assaulting the habeas corpus rights, the criminal justice liberties of British subjects. And in Jefferson's draft to the Declaration of Independence, he basically accuses King George III of inspiring what he called servile insurrection, a slave revolt. So there's a lot of concern about, the violence of the king. And if you're looking to set up a new system, there's some trepidation about how much power that individual will have. On the other hand, the U.S. also from the very start is in the project of empire building, and expansion requires, among other things, what Alexander Hamilton called energy in the executive. So there's these really contradictory tensions in the way that Americans from the very start imagine the executive, fearful of presidential power on the one hand, fear that the president might turn into a tyrant, a Caesar type character, and on the other hand, a demand for an authoritative figure who can extend the realm of the nation, act on behalf of its citizens in ways that might require violent outbursts against foreigners, against internal disruptors. So that issue of violence and the presidency is there from the very start. What I'm looking at is how that gets reflected in popular culture.
And I was just going to, you know, add free speech on top of all of that and how people portray the president.
Sure.
Right? And starts with cartoons, right? And paintings and...
Yeah. If you look at the popular culture of the early 19th century, it's a lot of handbills. It's a lot of political cartoons. There's a lot of songs. And a figure like Andrew Jackson, for instance, who has a very... I mean, if you rank the presidents in terms of their... record of interpersonal violence. I mean, Jackson is by far the most personally violent, most individually violent person that we've ever had in the office. I mean, he killed people like a lot, and including in duels and in warfare. And he presided over Indian massacres and the expropriation of native land. So he was a pretty ruthless character. And for his detractors, those things were worrisome. For his supporters, those things were to be celebrated. So it's that, again, that kind of polarity, like, that I'm interested in from one era to another.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. David Noone, UAS professor of history. He's presenting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Egan Library out at the University of Alaska Southeast. Dr. Noone, what can we expect tomorrow? What are you going to share with your audience?
There's going to be a lot of really weird images for starters. So if you want to see, I don't know, say a painting of Theodore Roosevelt fighting a gorilla, you know, this is going to be your thing. If you want to see, you know.
Wasn't he into bears?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sorry.
But, you know, or if you want to see the early 19th century lithographs of Andrew Jackson boxing shirtless against representatives of the National Bank, it's that kind of stuff. So there'll be a lot of images. I'll do kind of a sort of a hasty overview of a lot of things that we could spend literally hours talking about, but we don't need to do that tomorrow. We're just going to.
Got it.
A little pricey.
When should we expect the book?
I don't know. I've been working on it for years. I was supposed to finish it up this past year because I was on sabbatical. But I mean, you may have heard that we had a bit of a budget fiasco in Alaska and the university more specifically. So that kind of interrupted things. But I think by the end of this calendar year, I will probably have a draft finished and then we'll see where it goes.
All right. That's Dr. David Noone. See him tomorrow, 7 p.m. at UAS at the Egan Library for his lecture, The Gothic Executive, Images of Presidential Violence in American Popular Culture from Andrew Jackson to Donald Trump, all 45 presidents. Thank you for coming on the show, sir. Is
yeah,
there anything
you.
Else you'd like to share?
No. Just come on out. It'll be fun.
All right. Thanks, David.